Those 15 startups at Crystal Bridges could benefit from a conversation with the owners of the business Nature's Water in Fayetteville. The family-owned business celebrates 20 years of operation this weekend. The owners, Humsa and Moshe Newmark, will mark the anniversary, as many businesses do, with sales on their products such as water filters. The company could be a poster child for business growth from the late 20th to early 21st century. They began small in their house and grew up with the internet. Now the company has loyal customers both locally and thousands of miles away. Last week I sat down with the owners and their son Hadi, who is set to take over the business, about how Nature's Water evolved and where it goes next. Here are some of those comments.
Our business did not start in this location. It started at home. And Moshe and me, we started it together, and it was very small. But we hit the jackpot with one account. It became so successful that it became too large to have business at home. And that's when we looked around, and that's when we found this place. So it started small in our home, and then we expanded when we were able to expand, and we purchased this building, and then we've been here ever since.
This building actually has quite a history. It started in the 1930s as Campbell's convenience store, a package store, Ma and Pa, general store. It was a gas station. They sold alcohol. Later on, it morphed into a nightclub, a church, a bar. We actually kind of flashback to the 1980s. Humps and I were involved with international humanitarian aid projects in Central America. And became acutely aware of water problems, high infant mortality due to parasites, bacteriological contamination. In fact, that was the thrust of our work, to help build potable water systems for poor rural communities. Came back here, well, actually, we didn't work down there. We were here and we had field workers there. But we then became aware that this country also has problems with water, but not bacteriologically necessarily, although that may be in some places, but chemically. There is a lot of pollution in the water that is carcinogenic, that in the long term can cause degenerative illness. And it's important to be able to have pure water in our lives. We're 80% water.
Once we went to Miami, I just wanted to make sure, in one of their most beautiful stores, there was our shower filter. Nobody had really, we were kind of the first people that really marketed a refillable shower filter. So it was really amazing to go in this amazing shopping center and take pictures of our filter and Sharper Image. So, but that changed when shower filtration became more popular, and then the internet picked up, and now it is a very, very competitive business.
We use all of our paper as 100% post-consumer waste. We reuse all packing material. We don't ever have to buy any packing material. With shipments that we receive, we reuse all the material. We reuse boxes as long as they're clean and in good shape. I mean, really, from A to Z, our practices are, this is by far the most green company I've ever worked for. And, you know, it's a little easier because you're a smaller business. But, I mean, if more businesses could adopt these kind of practices, I mean.
There's a business two doors down. It's a Volvo repair person. And he has very, very good business. And all his parts, big or small, all come with packing material. He brings us all his packing material, you know, these airbags. Nowadays, that's the most economical, most environmental way to package goods. So we trade. He gets free water filtration from us, and we get free packing material, and it works out really great.
I would say follow your love, follow your passion. Don't worry about the obstacles. Look for the green lights, not the red lights, because there are a million red lights if you look for them, and you will not persevere if that's what you're looking for. They will come along, and you will deal with them as they come along. But love what you do. We loved the idea, and we loved starting this business, and it was a passion for us.
We have a lot of elderly customers, and I have the freedom to be like, you know what? Let me take $5 off your card. Let me take $10 off your order. It sounds like you really need it. And it's things like that, too, that really make people remember us. I have the freedom and ability to assess a customer, and give them the price that more fits them and fits their situation. So that's something that's nice for, that I feel good about.
It's very exciting for Humsa and I to be able to pass this business along to Hadi, our son, and his wife, Rochelle. They're going to be taking over our business shortly. And it's a real feeling of pride that we've had a business for 20 years. And instead of it just disappearing, we actually get to see it grow with the next generation. It's very exciting and rewarding.
We heard from the owners of Nature's Water in Fayetteville, Humsa and Moshe Newmark, and the future owner, Hadi Newmark, their son. Their comments were made last week at their store on Huntsville Road in Fayetteville. Beginning tomorrow, the family business celebrates 20 years in operation.